Fox News and the forecast coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System Studios, WCHV, AM and FM, Charlottesville.
First day of spring, we're making our way back up into the 50s, mostly sunny.
28 degrees outside of the Automated Office System Studios, Grant at 5 a.m. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is local news first.
A Charlottesville man was killed in a shooting early Saturday morning along the UVA corner. Charlottesville police identifying the victim as 26-year-old Cody Bryan Smith. The search for the shooter continues.
UVA has determined Smith was a security contractor with the university. The suspect has yet to be identified, but CPD says that the suspect drove away from the scene in a silver four-door sedan.
A study done by Wallet Hub says Virginia isn't as dependent on federal aid as most states. It ranked Virginia 32nd based on two key factors: residents' need of federal funds and their share of state revenue that comes from the federal government. Alaska was found to be the most dependent state for federal aid, while New Jersey ranked dead last.
Albemarle County firefighters are working to figure out what caused a fire late Thursday night in the Kappa Sigma fraternity at UVA. We're told multiple people were treated for smoke inhalation.
The Lake Monticello Community Foundation has broken ground on an inclusive playground for those with special needs, especially wheelchair access.
There are over 470 kids in Fluvanna County who are identified as special needs, and many of them live here at the lake. So we felt that this was a worthy endeavor.
Nancy Parsons, president of the Lake Monticello Community Foundation, says they've now begun the process of building a fence and wheelchair access for the playground, but they haven't reached their goal of $100,000 for the project, so they're still accepting donations.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, 28 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Central Virginia's radio home with the Sweet 16 Thursday evening starting at 6, brought to you by Danny's Bar and Grill in Palmyra on WCHV.
This is your CBS 19 Weather 30 forecast for our first official spring afternoon. We'll make our way back up into the middle 50s, so still a couple degrees below where we should be for this time of year, but better than where we ended up yesterday. And we're starting up our warm-up. We're going to continue our warm-up tomorrow after a cold night tonight, back down into the middle 20s. Tomorrow, making our way back up into the middle 60s for our highs.
I'm CBS 19 meteorologist Grant Chungo for Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.